Snyderville Basin resident Bonnie Park's children were just 3 and 6 years old when she helped start the momentum for building a park for them to play in without having to drive into Park City. Today, her kids are in their 20s.
And it was the community that came together because we had no parks out in the Snyderville Basin. We had no real planning for parks. We had absolutely no trails. And at that time when I started in 1996, we were, you know, we didn't have the technology back then. We were planning our trails with a trails committee that comprised of people like Troy Duffin and Wendy Fisher of Utah Open Lands, and working on topographic maps with onion skin and drawing lines to say, now, where would it make sense for these community trail connectors to go?
Park was hired as the director of the newly formed Snyderville Basin Special Recreation District back in 1996 after a $7.5 million bond had been passed by voters the year before. The timing, she says, was perfect as a new planning commission for the Snyderville Basin was appointed and a new planning system instituted, which rewarded developers with increased density for providing parks and trails.
We've had our challenges over the years, but we came in at a time with the matrix system and the general plan, and we were able to write recreation and trails into the general plan and into the development code. So the timing was just the right time.
With the bond money, she says they were able to do a lot for public recreation.
That first bond was $7.5 million, and with that, we developed our master plan. We purchased the Trailside Park property and built that park. We signed the interlocal agreement with Park City School District for the use of the Ecker Hill, or for creation of the Ecker Hill Field Complex, and made a significant contribution to the community pool out there, and then began work on the trail system. Our first stellar trails project was the Quarry Mountain Boardwalk around the toe of Quarry Mountain, and the challenges there, working with the Army Corps, trying to get them to understand that actually it's better to channel trail users through wetland areas is a better thing than having people just, you know, create random paths.
Over the years, voters have approved $48.5 million for the Recreation District, building more than 130 miles of new trail and saving thousands of acres of open space, building parks, and indoor training space.
So huge community support. Of course, the last two bonds, being the bond $10 million for open space, and followed by a $20 million, which is $12 million open space and $8 million for trails.
Park's last day was today. She isn't sure what the future holds, but says she has some time to figure it out.
It's time to do something else, time to reinvent. And I sort of looked at where I was in life at this time and said, you know, I'm young enough to do something else, and I'm maybe not interested in sticking around for another 10 years in that government role. And so just time to reinvent.
Bonnie Park is the founding director of the Snyderville Basin Recreation District. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.